A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
Oh, you said it with such authority. And we are not experts. Wait, I was about to take your line. I'll stop.
Wow. No, as Kate said, we are not experts. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed. And please remember, we're podcast hosts, not experts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you want to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390. And you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Indeed. And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. The password is serums. And you can sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Dori, today at the time of this recording, it is the first day of Yom Kippur.
Yeah, so Yom Kippur starts tonight. Jewish holidays start at sundown. So tonight is what's called Kol Nidre. And I will be going to in-person outdoor synagogue.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. Oh my
gosh,
that's amazing.
Thank you. So I'm going tonight and then tomorrow I'm going as well. Tomorrow I'm going with a friend. Tonight I am not going with a friend, but you know who DM'd me and was like, you should come to this service. And I was like, guess what? I'm already going to that one.
Who?
It was Beth Pickens.
Oh, I love that. Past Forever 35 guest.
Past Forever 35 guest. And I referenced her book just today, her book, Make Your Art No Matter What, to someone. And she was like, come find me or I'll find you. And I was like, you know what? I DM'd this back to her. I said, I really, really appreciate your reaching out. Like, it really means a lot. So that just made me feel good. And, you know, what I just wanted to say also is we've been getting a lot of emails, maybe also voicemails and texts.
Yes, we have.
No.
Voicemails and texts, too.
And I've been getting some DMs on my personal Instagram, like the one from Beth, commiserating with me about everything I was saying before about the holidays and a lot of people who are also in interfaith marriages and kind of the unique challenges that go along with that. And so, you know, it was just really nice to know that even though I felt alone, I'm not alone.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hope we can share some of those on an upcoming mini episode. Because yes, we've gotten a lot of people reacting to what you talked about kind of fitting in and kind of figuring, you know, like figuring where you belong.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah. thank you. I was really touched by the reactions from our listeners. So thank you so much.
And for people who maybe don't know what Yom Kippur is, could you tell us, like, just sorry to put the work on you, but can you give us a brief rundown about what the holiday is about? Because I think it's such an interesting and beautiful holiday.
It's the Day of Atonement.
Yeah.
So you really think about everything from the previous year, and you ask for God's forgiveness. And it's also an opportunity, I think, to think about the ways that you behaved in the past year that you want to change for the coming year. So it's really a holiday of deep reflection.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful.
So I always it's sort of a somber holiday. Mm-hmm. I always really liked Kol Nidre. I like the beginning of Yom Kippur. And so I'm looking forward to the service tonight.
Oh, well, I'm really excited for you that you have a space that you're going to and that you know someone who's going to be there. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited by that too. Now, on a completely different topic.
I mean, couldn't be more divergent.
You have some important news you would like to share.
Okay, so, I wrote about, for InStyle, I wrote about my experience trying to learn how to do a cat eye eyeliner look, a winged eyeliner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did this earlier this year. This was a few months ago. And I ended up picking up a lot of eyeliners. I went to Sephora. I got a bunch of stuff. And I noticed recently that I had one that I hadn't opened. I was like, I literally found an eyeliner in the back of my closet, which I was kind of annoyed about, which, you know what, doesn't normally happen, but I'm not the most organized person. So there it was. And it's an eyeliner by Stila. Now, I used Stila was kind of the first fancy makeup I ever bought in my 20s.
Yes.
And actually, my mom took me to Bloomingdale's and bought me some Stila, and I still really fondly remember that experience.
Aww.
I know. They had those great lip jelly kind of colors,
yes,
that you twisted the bottom.
Yes,
and painted them on.
I loved those so much.
Me too. Those just represent 2003 to me, that kind of time period
and
of my
I had
life.
So many. Remember their eyeshadow came in cardboard?
Yes.
And I had so many kitten eyeshadows.
Yes. And they had a great bronzer too.
I never used their
bronzer.
This
is all to say they still could have these products. I just truly don't know. It's been a while since I approached the Stila counter. But I did approach it to buy this liquid eyeliner. And I must have had a Zoom or something. And I was just I'm going to play around with this eyeliner. Why not? And I love it. Now, here is why I like it. I bought their Stay All Day dual-ended waterproof liquid eyeliner. So it has a thicker tip and a super thin, what they call a micro tip.
Okay.
And the micro tip is exactly what I have been looking for.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about this specific tip or this specific product, but I can make a steady line with the micro tip. I don't even think I've tried the other side, to be honest with
you.
I just popped them both open and I was like, I'll try this thin one. It's great. It's so fine that even when I make when you're doing your eyeliner and you're and you just kind of make up a little mountain range of,
yep,
a little bump. Yeah.
I do.
Even when I do that, I was able to still kind of smooth it out. And I also did not go for the wing. I just did a nice line on my eye, which really made my lashes pop. And you know what I will say? I remember, Dori, when you and I were first kind of hanging out and you wore makeup to work when you were working at BuzzFeed, I noticed you always had liner. Didn't you always have an eyeliner?
Yes, I always wore eyeliner.
So then I again went out. I went out to an outdoor lunch with some friends for a friend's birthday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I used it again.
Okay.
And I was like, I genuinely, and I tried a bunch of liquid liners and I also tried pencils. I tried a bunch of stuff and nothing really resonated with me the same way that this liner, like just, it just clicked. I don't know how to describe it. It was just, I don't have this a lot with makeup products because I always kind of feel like a novice when it comes to makeup, but this just, it was like, oh, I found you, you know, like I've been waiting for you and I found you. So I would probably the next time I buy it, I believe that they sell the pen as a micro tip on its own.
Oh, okay.
So I would probably, like, when I'm done with this, I will probably get that again. But the other thing I really liked about it is that, you know, it's called a Stay All Day. Yeah, they do sell it. It's $22. I'm looking at Ulta Beauty's website right now. It's Stay All Day, waterproof liquid eyeliner, micro tip, but it washes off really easily. Like just with me using my face wash, I wasn't using any sort of eye makeup remover. Yep. So okay. I really like, I have never had this kind of relationship with an eyeliner. Of all things.
I know. I feel like you've always been a little eyeliner shy.
Yeah. Phobic, if you will.
Phobic. Yes. That is exactly the word I was looking for.
So I think if I get, once I kind of get more comfortable just doing a basic line, I might start trying again with a wing and seeing if I can do it with this pen. Uh-huh, but it's the micro tip, baby.
Wow. All right. Well, you have cracked the code, I think.
Yeah, I would be curious if anyone else uses this eyeliner because it really just resonated.
Well, that is exciting, Kate. I'm happy for you.
It was like fun putting on eyeliner too. Like, I don't know. There was just something fun about getting makeup on again where I was just like, wee, look at me. You know? Yeah. Like, ooh. And also, Dory, I'm looking and it looks like Stila does still make, let's see, they have lip glaze, plumping lip glaze. I don't know if that's the same product we are. Yep, yep, Dory, they still make it.
Oh, wow.
With the twisty thing. So maybe I gotta get, maybe it's time to get back into Stila.
I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah. Anyway, couldn't be more different from the Day of Atonement, but that's what makes this podcast so fun.
It is. All right. Well, let's take a short break.
Great.
And when we come back, we have a few other disparate topics to discuss.
As we do.
Okay. BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right. We have returned, and we have an interesting text. Hi, Kate and Dor. Hi, Kate and Dor. I'm slowly moving into streamlining my routine decision-making and purchases, and wondering if you and the community have any recs for a universal and affordable body wash. Kate mentioned the body butter from Trader Joe's, which I will try this week. I want to have the ability to buy it in bulk and use for my husband and I, and sometimes toddler in the shower, and then will go into its own bottle with a pretty label so my bathroom feels more streamlined and luxury hotel-like. I'm a designer and need for my eye to rest sometimes from all of the different bottles and packaging everywhere.
Okay. You want to share your thought?
I do. So my thought was, I actually have two thoughts. I know I only wrote one down, but I do have two thoughts. The first is Dr. Bronner's. Just old school Dr. Bronner's. It comes in a 32-ounce, a 32-ounce bottle, which is like on the bulkier side. Our sponsor, Grove Collaborative, sells it for $16.99. It comes in different, you know, the different Dr. Bronner's scents. I like the Dr. Bronner's brand. I think this is a good option. Another option that I just want to throw out there, it may not fall into your category of affordable, but it does come in bulk, which is Kiehl's has their liquid bath and shower liquid body cleanser in a 1 liter bag, which is 33.8 fluid ounces. So it's actually just about the same size as the Dr. Bronner's. It's $46. So, you know, more almost basically three times the price of the Dr. Bronner's. But, you know, if you're a Kiehl's person, that could be an option as well. So yeah, those are my two suggestions. One somewhat less expensive and one a little pricier.
Well, I did first want to mention, and trust me, I frantically text replied to this listener. It is the Trader Joe's Hydrating Hyaluronic Body Gel Cream. It is not a body butter. Please just make sure if you're trying to get the thing I recommended, it comes in a pump bottle and it is not a butter. It is a light gel cream. I was like very anxious they were going to get to Trader Joe's and get the wrong thing.
Oh,
and I was really worried.
That really would have been a disaster. And you know, you would have been responsible.
Honestly, yes. And they would have had buttery skin, which again, if they want a body butter, go for it. Trader Joe's makes very nice body butters, but they're looking for the product I recommended. It is a gel cream. Okay. So I have a suggestion, which is the brand Public Goods. I have a bunch of their products in my home. Mm-hmm. I went a little bonkers outfitting our quote guest bathroom. Ooh. It was in like the heat of the pandemic. And I think I was like nesting as a way of like avoiding life. And I bought a bunch of Public Goods products because I love how they look. Their design aesthetic is just a white bottle with very basic font, black cap, black font. It's really clean lines, very simple. And I bought a bunch of their products. And it turns out I really like them and the price point is amazing. So they make a body wash and a refill set. So you could buy just a bottle of the body wash. It's 12 fluid ounces for $4.50. Or you could buy the bottle and the refill. And I believe they send you a bag of 34 ounces of the body wash. And that and the 12-ounce bottle is $15. And their products are really nice.
That is a bargain.
Yeah, the price point's great. And they, again, like, it just looks good. The other line I want to recommend, which I don't believe you can get in bulk, and the price point's higher, but it's a aesthetically pleasing.
So basically neither of the things that she asked for. Cool.
Well, but she said she's a designer. You know what? Slow your roll. You take a step back. I see what you did there. I'm just throwing this out here.
No, I actually agree with you on this recommendation, so please continue.
Necessaire is a gorgeous line of body care products, and actually past guest Nick Axelrod, it's his brand, and it's just like their products are gorgeous. Like the actual product. I use their moisturizer. I use their body wash. I use their body serum. I use their deodorant. But the actual presentation is really gorgeous. And if you are a designer who likes looking at something pleasing, that might be a satisfying product.
Okay. Hot tip.
And I'm glad you agree.
I do agree. We have it in our shower. So anyway. All right. Kate, do you want to take this next text?
I do. Hi, ladies. I heard the caller who was asking about a replacement for Ole Henriksen Sheer Transformation Moisturizer. I'm also a fan and on my last jar. The closest product I've found to the Ole Henriksen is Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream. I like it equally well. Not greasy, similar consistency, doesn't make me look oily. I've been using both prods for over a year and find them to be very similar. Hope this helps.
I really like... Actually, let me just double check. This is the one that I... Yes. Okay.
They sent us some, I think.
Yes. Okay. I also really like this moisturizer. It's very nice.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. I think I've talked about it on this podcast.
I feel like you have too. It's got kind of... You know, I don't love this label, but it does have kind of a cult following. Like it does have that kind of air. I feel like when you talk to somebody about it, they like they're a fan, they are a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking and the price might be a little bit higher than the Ole Henriksen.
Yeah, it's expensive.
A one ounce bottle is $64.
Yeah.
That's tough. God, it's so hard when they discontinue a product.
You know, I can't remember if this came up the last time we talked about this, but I just want to put in another plug for the Glossier Priming Moisturizer Rich, which I found to be somewhat similar to the Charlotte Tilbury at a more manageable price point, let's say. They have a 1.7 ounce jar for $35.
Ooh, baby, that's nice. Because a 1.7 of Charlotte costs $100.
Like $100, yeah.
Yeah. I like that Glossier moisturizer too.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, I am loving Aven's face cream. Aven. I believe I'm using Tolerance, which is their like super rich hydrating cream. I love it. It's really, really nice. Like it just feels great. It only has, quote, 7 essential ingredients. it's just a beautiful, like their products, their price point's really good. That's a $38 bottle of lotion for 1.6 mm-hmm, fluid mm-hmm, ounces. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a fantastic moisturizer.
All right. Well, let's hear a voicemail on a topic that I actually have another thing to say about after we hear this voicemail.
Hey, I can't believe I actually paused the pod because I had to call. I have experience with both the Flowbee and the Bug Bite thing. First off, the Bug Bite thing is amazing. I thought it was a scam, but I was so desperate to find something to work, I went ahead and bought it. My little daughter gets the worst reaction to mosquito bites. Like, they actually blister and are painful, and it's just so sad to watch. But if I use the Bug Bite thing, as soon as we notice she has a bite, it will not blister. It goes away. There's like barely any itch at all. And it's just a true miracle. I don't really know how it works so well. Supposedly it pulls the saliva or whatever that has the histamines in it out. I don't ever see anything come out, but it works. As long as you do it immediately.
Okay. I'm convinced I'm going to buy this freaking Bug Bite thing.
Yeah, you should. Why not?
I'm convinced. Because my children, when they have a bug bite, they can't sleep. It's like the way they talk about a bug bite, it's really the end of the world around here.
Bug bites are really annoying. Like, I get it.
Well, do you, though? Because remember, you revealed yourself to be a person who doesn't get bug bites.
Okay, I did. And I got some interesting information about this inadvertently. In a parent Facebook group that I'm in, someone posted a picture of their small child, like toddler age, whose face was like covered in bug bites. And someone responded and said, oh, this type of mosquito that's in LA, they keep biting because they're looking for a vein to like get blood from. And I was like, could this be why bugs don't like me? Because I have the worst veins.
Oh my gosh,
no one can
right.
ever get blood out of me.
You've talked about this, that
yes.
like you've had such a hard time getting blood drawn.
Yeah, like and doing IVF and having difficult veins is like really freaking annoying because
yeah,
you're constantly getting
it.
Your blood drawn. Like, even when I have to go under, it's really hard for someone to get an IV, and like it's just been a nightmare my whole life. My mom likes to tell a story that when I was a year old, my pediatrician thought that I might have cancer, and
Jesus.
He was trying to get blood out of me, and it was like, I mean, imagine getting blood out of a one-year-old anyway, and then a one-year-old with like shitty veins. Turned out I just had mono. I didn't have cancer.
Oh,
anyway, so I was like, wait a second. Could this be an actual reason why like mosquitoes aren't like super into me? I don't know. But I was like, I have never thought about that at all. It could be a total nothing burger, but I was sort of like, huh, that's interesting.
Really fascinating.
So my fellow small veined friends, I'm going to collect some data here. Do you get bitten by mosquitoes a lot? Let me know in the comments.
Dory is conducting an official scientific experiment.
I'm conducting an fish experiment.
Well, that is really interesting. I'd never heard that before.
Me neither. It's like, wait a second. All right. I'm going to let everyone chew on that during our ad break.
Or buzz on it for a little bit.
Yes, buzz on it. Exactly. And we're going to buzz right back. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It doesn't, but it's great.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, we have returned.
We have an email. This person writes, I am choosing to stay in the Midwest for Thanksgiving with my two dogs while my husband goes home to the East Coast for the holiday. Long story short, I'm glad he gets to see his family, but it's best for me not to go, and I don't have a relationship with my own family. Let's call it a mental health choice. I don't foresee this being a decision I make every year. I am newish to this state and have only a couple of friends. I have great self-care routines and love to cook and be at home, but when I do go out, I'm normally hiking or doing some shopping or getting my nails done or something similar. I could go on and on about the things I enjoy, but my question is more about mindset and making a plan. I have the holiday and weekend off. What should I do on my own over the holiday and holiday weekend? Making a mini Thanksgiving sounds kind of sad. Any suggestion for making this a good solo holiday would be so appreciated. Ooh, I kind of feel like the opportunities are endless.
Me too.
What would you do if
you were this person?
Okay, well, it's tricky because it's over a holiday, so stuff is closed, stuff is busy. Like, it's not like you can necessarily just order your favorite takeout because the restaurant might be closed, but that is right. My first instinct would be, oh, just the thought of being alone for 3 days sounds so nice. It might be longer, maybe 5 days. Well, I think I would indulge in some of the activities that you listed. Like, going hiking sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, doing the activities that you really enjoy doing alone sounds fun. I mean, I love a good, like, 3-day TV show binge. Oh.
This was going to be my suggestion. Pick a TV show or even like a series of movies that you want to watch. Get all cozy on the couch and just like get into it. I was also going to say, you know, you say that celebrating a mini Thanksgiving alone seems sort of sad, but like, what if you cooked something that maybe your partner doesn't like that you really like or something? You know what I mean? Like, you made some fun meal. It doesn't have to be a Thanksgiving meal, but you could cook something great. Maybe some elaborate dinner that, you know, you just have always wanted to make or something, or a favorite, you know, and that I think that would be really fun too.
What would that be for you? For me, it would be eggplant parmesan or anything with eggplant. And no one in my family eats eggplant.
Ooh,
but me, and I love eggplant.
I will come over and eat eggplant parmesan with you.
You also love eggplant? It's so good.
Yes, I love it. And I love eggplant parm.
Me too. It's actually one of my favorite foods.
This came up at a wedding I was at. We were talking about our love for eggplant parm. Anyway, what would it be for me? That is a really, really good question, Kate. Huh. Wow, the tables have really turned because I can't think of what it would be.
Well, that's okay. I also like the idea of cooking yourself a really nice dessert that you could eat over the course of the week, or like get some food. You get some great,
you know,
bagels and cream cheese for the morning.
I don't eat red meat anymore, but I do have a very fond memory of making a meatloaf from scratch with an ex-boyfriend. Like, yum. One of those meatloafs that like took all day. And same with lasagna. Like, when you make a lasagna from scratch, like, you make everything from scratch.
It's so good.
It's so good, and it takes so long, and is, like, not something that you would typically do because it's such a pain in the ass.
And you can just cut that lasagna up and eat it for basically every meal for the next 3 days.
Yeah. So maybe that would be the thing.
I would also make, like, some banana pudding. I don't know why that's sounding really good.
Ooh,
to me right
that
now.
Does sound good. What TV shows or movies would you binge?
Well, I have a very fond memory of early on in our relationship. Anthony and I spent like four days after Christmas binging The Sopranos. Like, we would literally watch The Sopranos for like 14 hours a day and order a pizza every night and like not move from my bed. It was so much fun.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, it was a blast. I mean, I feel like I love The Sopranos, The Wire, of course, Breaking Bad. I mean, there are so many great.
So you would go back to like a classic.
Well, I think you have to also kind of decide what you're in the mood for. Like, if you're in the mood for kind of like that more suspenseful drama, you could go there, or you could do something fun and light. Call My Agent would be a good binge. I mean, also, this is a perfect opportunity to indulge in the BBC Pride and Prejudice.
Oh.
That's just like a 6-hour Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Or some other fun, like BBC. My dad was telling me about some BBC show about a doctor in a seaside town that he loves. Dr. Martin. This is the show. He was like, you got to watch Dr. Martin. So try that. Or a great Korean drama. Oh my God. Now is a crash landing on you week.
Yeah.
Now I'm overwhelmed with options.
You know what I think I would watch is I think I would finally start The Good Wife.
Oh, that's supposed to be a fantastic show.
It's supposed to be fantastic, and it was a network show, so each season is like 22 episodes. There's like 1,000 episodes.
Yes.
And then once you finish with those, you can watch The Good Fight.
Well, I've also never seen The West Wing or Grey's Anatomy, and I feel like those are two classics that I miss out on in pop culture conversations, and I would love to watch both of those.
I was just talking about this with my husband because I have never watched Gilmore Girls. And
me neither.
I was like, I get the vibe that it doesn't really hold up. And
nope.
He got like very upset by that because he likes Gilmore Girls. But
well, you know, I was on the podcast Gilmore Guys. I'm one of the like earliest guests, and I had never seen Gilmore Girls. I watched one episode, and I will still to this day get emails from people being like, did you ever keep watching Gilmore Girls? I think you would love it. And I am like, no, I missed the moment, and I can't, yes. You can't go back. Same with Veronica Mars. I missed it when it happened, and there's no starting it now, in my opinion.
Oh, interesting. I watched Veronica Mars at the time, but have not watched it since.
No.
But yeah, that's how I feel about Gilmore Girls. Like, I just missed it.
Yeah, me too. What about Friday Night Lights? A Friday Night Lights is a good binge too. Oh,
that's such a feel good binge. That's a good one.
There's so many.
We'll be over soon.
We will be over soon with our eggplants and our TV shows.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, let's get to one last listener message before we wrap things up.
Hi, Kate and Jory. I am just calling to say that I am having this with jeans as well. I would like to know when people stopped wearing skinny jeans. How does everybody's wearing straight jeans now, it seems, and I'd like to know, when did this transition happen? How does everybody know that it's happened? For context, I was at a birthday thing outdoors this weekend, and I was the only person wearing skinny jeans amidst maybe 20 people. And I just looked around and was like, what has happened? And how did I miss this? So would love to know what's happening with jeans, how you all know what is happening with jeans, and if you have any straight jean recommendations. I don't know. Anyway, thanks so much. Love it. Bye.
Okay, so I actually asked someone about this very recently who is a stylist, and she sort of rolled her eyes and was like, just wear whatever jeans you like and look good on you.
Well, great. Because I ordered a bunch of like loosey-goosey jeans and I looked absurd. I mean, it looked so dumb. I'm not opposed to like a wide leg, a high, I'm not opposed to any of it. It's just that whatever was made, just, it was a disaster. And, you know, I do think I started noticing people wearing wider jeans and different shapes of jeans about like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think the youngs have been doing it for a while, and it's now caught on into the mainstream, and it's now here. And you know, like, trends do change. Like, we're not still wearing bell bottoms for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, we are in like, you know, they circle back every few years, but you know, it's a part of fashion, but I it's weird when you kind of don't get the memo. And I do feel like the older you get, the more kind of out of young youth culture you are.
Totally. Well, and I think
like, wait, what?
I think it accelerated a few months ago when there was all that stuff on TikTok where Gen Z was like, millennials part their hair on the side and wear skinny jeans. And then I think a lot of millennials got really self-conscious about wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
So I think that happened. I recently bought a pair of Madewell vintage cut jeans.
I'm wearing those right now.
Oh, well, look at that.
Uh-huh. I bought them too recently.
So I like those. They're definitely not like wide legged, but they're not like skin tight skinny jeans either.
They're very high waisted. Which I like. And people have recommended Gap to me, so I might circle back to Gap and see what's happening over there.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. And Levi's is at Target now, so we could also check those out.
Oh, okay. I've also heard good things about the Target Universal Thread jeans, but I've not tried them myself.
Where are your jeans from, everybody? Where are your jeans from?
Let us know.
Let us know. All right. Well, Dory, look, we have talked about everything under the sun. We've got to wrap it up here. But we will talk to you all again very soon.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Thanks.